Hey, what's up, guys?
Amir Fazeli from Adonis Athletics, where the strong belong. And you guessed it, you're listening to another episode of Bars, Plates, and Protein Shakes. And today's episode, we're going to talk about the angle of the shin in the deadlift. So, this topic is something that comes up every so often. I get asked the question, and recently I've been putting up more and more videos on my Instagram page of my deadlift training, because I'm training right now for the deadlift exhibition that we're going to be having at our booth at the Sydney Fitness Expo Fitness Show coming up next weekend. So obviously, you know, because of my deadlift training, that's been there more and more, like on the page. And actually, if you go to my Instagram page, I did a live Instagram video on this same topic earlier today, which will be up for another, I don't know, 12 or 16 hours. So you might be able to catch that in a video format, me actually demonstrating it on a bar on weights. So anyway, back to it. The question is, when people see my deadlift, they see that my shins have a positive angle. What that means is my shins are leaning forward. They're not perpendicular to the ground. And people message me and say, aren't your shins supposed to be perpendicular? Isn't it incorrect if your shins have a forward angle? And so I'm going to address it in a podcast here, so as to, you know, address it to a bigger general population, because some of you may have the same question as well and not be sure, or maybe you've been given an answer in the past that you've forgotten or hasn't been so clear. This is my viewpoint on the shin angle and why it's supposed to be the way it is and how to even consider it. So first and foremost, the question of is your shin supposed to be vertical or not is probably the wrong question to ask, in my opinion. The shin angle is something that happens as a byproduct of your setup. So when you do the things that you need to be doing to get every single body segment in the correct position in relation to the bar before you pull the deadlift, those things, as long as they're in place, they happen to have an influence on your shin angle. In fact, they have an influence on every body segment, including even your torso angle. So you'll notice that if you look at five different sumo deadlifters or even conventional deadlifters, at the point right before they pull the bar, I'm talking even expert deadlifters, so some of the best in the world, at the point where they pull the bar off the ground, as it's about to move off the ground, when they set up, each one of those will have a slightly different torso angle to each other. One of them, their hips might be higher, and therefore the torso is leaning forward much more. And that's because it's dependent on the length of their leg in relation to the length of their torso, in relation to the length of their arm. And you might notice another person is much more upright, much more at a 45 degree angle or greater in relation to the ground, as far as their torso angle is concerned. And in the same sense, each one of those people, their shin angle is going to be different. So the question is not so much that should your shin be straight or not, it's more that, are you setting up correctly? Is every body segment in the correct position that it's supposed to be in before you pull the bar? And if the answer is yes, then whatever angle your shin or your femur or your torso or whatever is at, then that's the angle that it's supposed to be at. If somebody like me, and you can see this demonstrated on that video that I was telling you about, if somebody like me strives to keep their shin perpendicular to the ground at a perfect 90 degree angle before I pull, what that will do for me in my sumo deadlift is it will push my hips higher. And what that will do is it will detract from my deadlift efficiency, because it will go from being much more of a classic sumo position to to a wide stance conventional deadlift, if that makes sense. The hips being just much higher and it becoming more of a hinging movement rather than a squatting movement. So just remember, with anything and everything that you do in regards to the lifts that you set up, whether it's powerlifting or weightlifting or strongman or whatever it is, whatever lift that you are practicing, you don't have, like, not that you don't have to, you shouldn't look at just the best lifter in the world at that particular lift and try and emulate their setup exactly. Because one of the reasons why that person is the best in the world at that lift is usually to do a lot with how they're actually built, and the fact that the way they are built is very efficient for that pull. So some of the best squatters in the world, especially high bar squatters, are going to be built with longer torsos in relation to their femur length. And so they squat high bar. If you are somebody who has a shorter torso and a longer femur length, just because you see that this person squats high bar, a good example is, if you guys follow the IPF, Jezza is a good example. He's a high bar squatter and he's built very well for the high bar squat. So if you look at him and you say, well, he squats super high bar, just like a weightlifter, I'm going to do the same thing, but you've got long femurs and a short torso, your squat is not going to go very far. You have to set up your setup, you have to set up your lift to be the most efficient for the way that you are built, to get the most out of your mechanics. And that's how you become the best lifter. That's how you create longevity in your lifting. That's how you avoid injuries that are unnecessary, that don't need to happen. And that's how you get better and stronger and move more weight. And that's how you fucking kick ass at the end of the day, really. And I hope that gives you a little bit of an insight in regards to how you're supposed to do things, and why, for example, you'll see some people with their shin at a more forward angle than not. Another good example, two great deadlifters, two of the best in the world, Andy Bolton, who was the first person to pull over 1,000 pounds, and Benedict Magnussen, who, if you are into deadlifting, you know who Benedict Magnussen is. Both of them, excellent deadlifters, two of the best in the world. If you have a look at their lifting, Andy Bolton, before he pulls with almost a perfect 90 degree angle of shin to ground. Benny Magnussen has a forward shin angle. They have different ratios in their body structure. How do I know this? It's actually because a couple of years ago, I had a privilege of co-presenting with them a seminar on the deadlift at Adonis Athletics. So it was myself, Benny Magnussen, and Andy Bolton, and they each gave their rundown and their understanding on the deadlift, on the conventional setup, and then I gave my rundown on the sumo setup. And when we were doing that, it gave me a lot of insight in regards to how their minds tick and how they apply their knowledge to the people that they are applying it to, the people that are there to learn from them. And you can see that they have a deep understanding of it, in the sense that even though Andy sets up with his shins very perpendicular to the ground, he doesn't go around telling everybody to set up with their shins perpendicular to the ground, because he understands there's variations and differences in how the body is built. In fact, I never heard him say anything about shin angle. The only thing that everybody was talking about, or the both of them were talking about, was the setup position in regards to how far the bar is from the shin, for example, in regards to where the shoulder placement should be, where to look, how to brace, things like that. And that's how they taught everybody. So body segment angles, not so much of an issue. Body segment positions in regards to the bar, that's what you need to worry about. Hope that helps out. This is Amir Fazeli, Adonis Athletics, where the strong belong. And this is Bars, Plates, and Protein Shakes. Until the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.